Chapter 1. A New Sea Boy in Town. Word List. Attend a course. Do sports. Do the cleaning. Do the ironing. Get up. Go jogging. Go to bed. Have breakfast. Have dinner. Have lunch. Rest. Ride a bicycle. Run errands. Take a nap. Take care of something. Traditional dance, folk dance. Visit. Weekdays. Wake up. Wash the clothes. Watch TV. Write a diary. Expressions.
What time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. It's 20 to 10. It's 4:10. It's 4:15. It's 4:15. It's 1:30. It's 2:45. It's 3:15.
In the morning. At noon. In the evening. A.M. Ante meridiem. P.M. Post meridiem. What do you do at 7 o'clock? What time do they have breakfast? When do we sleep? When is our breakfast time? I run some errands after school on weekdays. I attend a folk dance course on Saturdays. What's the date today?
It's 8 March 2020. It's 13th December.
Is it Monday today?
No, it's Tuesday.
Chapter 1. A New Sea Boy in Town.
The next morning, Arda hears a voice. Wake up! He opens his eyes. He looks around. He sees a big fish near him, and he screams.
A shark!
Yes, I'm a shark. My name is Sasha. Nice to meet you.
Arda looks around. He is deep in the ocean. He looks at his legs, but he doesn't have legs. He has a fish tail. He looks at the shark again. It looks friendly.
Nice to meet you. Wow, I can speak under the water. It's not so bad.
Of course you can. You are a sea boy. Sea boys can speak underwater. I have many sea boy friends. They can speak underwater too.
Really? Do you have friends like me?
Sure. I'm the pet of their queen. She takes care of me. She takes me for a swim at weekends. She plays games with me. I love her so much.
Their queen?
Oh, you don't know Queen Angelic? Everyone knows her.
No, I don't. I'm a new sea boy. It's my first day in the ocean.
Oh, a new sea boy. This is great. Ocean life is exciting.
Really? How is it?
A. Look at the clocks and complete the paragraph about Shasha's daily routine.
Well, for example, my life. I get up at 10 to 8 in the morning. I have breakfast at 8:20, and I start running errands at 9:15. I take a nap and rest at 10 o'clock. I wake up again at noon. I visit the queen at 12:30, and it's lunchtime at 10 to 2. I do the cleaning at 4:20. I take underwater folk dance courses at 5 o'clock. I have dinner at 7 o'clock in the evening. I write my diary at 9:15, and I go to bed at 10 o'clock.
B. You are Arda. Answer Shasha's questions.
Do you really have a daily routine? But you are a shark.
Yes, I have a daily routine. Tell me, what time is it?
Arda looks at his watch on his wrist.
It's 8:25.
And what do I do at that time?
You have breakfast.
What do I eat for breakfast? Do you know?
Arda doesn't know it. He makes a guess.
Do you eat fish?
Shasha looks at Arda's long and green fish tail.
Yes, you're right. I love fish. Fish is delicious.
It shows its sharp teeth.
You look delicious to me. See? Ocean life is full of excitement. Big fish like me eat small fish like you.
I'm not small. Look at me. I'm big.
Ha ha! But you are new in the ocean. You can't swim fast.
It's time to swim and escape, Arda thinks. With the help of his fish tail, Arda can swim fast. But Shasha is fast, too. There's an old pirate ship deep in the ocean. Arda hides in it.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. My breakfast is ready.
Arda closes his eyes. He's very scared. At that moment, he hears a voice. Go away, Shasha. Leave the new sea boy alone. Queen Angelic wants to see him. Arda opens his eyes and sees a sea boy. Great! Another sea boy like me, he thinks, and smiles. Shasha looks scared. It swims away. Fisher comes next to Arda.
Be careful with Shasha. It's the queen's pet. She takes care of it. She takes it out for a swim at weekends. Also, she plays with it. Shasha loves her so much, but it's very dangerous for us. It wants to eat us. We are its favorite food.
Thank you. You saved me. Who are you?
I'm Fisher.
Nice to meet you. My name is Arda.
Nice to meet you too. Tell me, where is our treasure?
Which treasure?
The cursed treasure, of course. It's Queen Angelic's treasure. She doesn't like thieves. You should give it back to her.
But I can't.
That's bad. You must live here with us then. Look at me. I'm cursed too. She doesn't forgive thieves. Let's go. I want to show you the underwater city.
They start swimming. And Fisher starts telling about his life underwater.
There's a routine in the underwater city. You must learn it. It's very important.
C. You are Fisher. You tell Arda the daily routine in the underwater city. Look at the table and write a paragraph about it.
We wake up at 8:10 in the morning. Later, we have breakfast at 9:10. We count the queen's gold coins at 9:30. We have lunch at 1:10. We count the queen's gold coins again at 3:20. We have dinner at 7:15. We count the queen's gold coins again at 8:05. We sleep at 10 o'clock.
Count the queen's gold coins? What does it mean?
You will learn it today. Come on, let's go. We mustn't be late for breakfast.
Why not? In Magnific, I'm always late for breakfast.
Magnific?
It's the name of my school.
What time do they have breakfast there?
Students wake up at 8 o'clock and they have breakfast at 8:30. But I get up at 8:20 and I have my breakfast at 9:10.
Don't your teachers get angry?
Yes, they do. The first lesson starts at 9 o'clock, but I go to the class at 9:30. Teachers don't take me to the class because I'm late, so I go to the principal's office at 9:45.
What do you do there?
The principal gives me a punishment. I help the principal, and I run some errands at school between 10 o'clock and 10:45. It isn't so bad. I'm never late for the second lesson. It starts at 11 o'clock. At 4 p.m, it's activity time. Students can do their favourite sports and activities then. They do sports, ride a bicycle, watch TV, go jogging, and they do some other fun activities. But teachers usually punish me, so at activity time, I usually sit in the classroom. I study and do extra homework. I finish all my homework in the evening. I wash my clothes and do the ironing at 7 o'clock. Finally, I go to bed at 10 p.m.
You mustn't be late here. We have a program, and we must follow it. Angelic doesn't like lazy sea boys.
What does she do to them?
Fisher looks at Arda's tail, and he points at it.
Look at our tails. We are humans, but we have a tail. This is Angelic's curse. She can do magic things like this. Would you like to wake up with a parrot's head one day? Or maybe with an elephant's trunk? I don't think you would like to have it.
D. Look at the conversation between Arda and Fisher on page 16. Fill in the tables below.
Arda looks nervous. Fisher warns him again.
Don't be late in the underwater city. Always follow the program. What time is it?
E. Circle AM or PM.
It's 8:45 AM.
Swim fast. It's breakfast time. We must go to the restaurant in 5 minutes.
They swim fast and go to an underwater restaurant. They have breakfast there. Arda meets the other sea boys, but they don't speak to him because they're all very hungry. They eat very fast, and their mouths are all full.
We must eat fast. We mustn't be late. What time is it?
It's 9:15 a.m.
Sea boys panic. Fisher stands up.
Forget breakfast. Let's go. We can't be late.
Arda puts all his food in his mouth and follows him. They swim and go to the palace of the underwater city. It is a very big and luxurious palace. There, Arda sees Angelic for the first time. Wow, he thinks. She is so beautiful. Angelic has got long red hair. She has got a fishtail like them. She has got a magic stick in her hand. A light shines on her stick. It looks like the sun. Angelic sits on her throne. Her throne stands on a big treasure. There is gold everywhere. Lots and lots of gold.
Oh, the new sea boy is here, you thief. How can you steal my gold? Give my gold back, or live with the curse of my gold forever.
I can't give the gold back.
You must work here, then. Start counting my gold coins.
Arda looks at the treasure in front of him.
Counting everything in this treasure? But it is too much. We can't count and finish this.
It never finishes. Just start counting.
Yes, it never finishes. You will count and count and count. That's the end of thieves. They want to count gold coins so much, so they steal my treasure. And they are all here now, counting my gold.
Arda is so sad. He sits down and starts counting the gold coins. 1, 2, 3, 4. 55, 190, 9,011, 9,012.
What time is it?
Arda stops counting. He looks at his watch.
It's 1:10 p.m.
Thank you. It's lunchtime. We must go.
You can't leave. First, tell me, how many gold coins are there?
I can't count all of it. Today, I count. The number is... I can't remember. Something like 10,056. Or maybe 10,807. I'm not sure.
Start again, then.
What? Start again? But it's lunchtime.
Angelic gets angry.
No lunch for you today. Start counting from the beginning. Do it, or I will turn you into a frog.
Arda cries and starts counting again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 455, 466, 477. He thinks, this is very boring and silly. But he continues counting. After a while, Fisher and the other sea boys come back from lunch.
You are late.
No, we aren't. What time is it, Arda?
Arda looks at his watch and answers.
It's 3:21 p.m.
1 minute late.
She raises her stick. The sun on her stick shines. Oh, no! Fisher's and the other sea boys' ears change. They look like dog ears. Angelic thinks it's funny. She laughs. But Arda's terrified. The queen looks at Arda.
Count! Don't stop!
Arda looks at the gold again. He can't remember the number. I hate gold, he thinks. I hate it. I hate it. They count and count and count. After some time, Fisher and the other sea boys' dog ears change and they look normal again. They stay in the queen's room all night. Finally, they leave the room. They don't feel well. They all feel tired.
What's the date today?
Arda can't remember the date. Other sea boys start answering.
It's 9th September, 2018.
No, it's 22nd October.
I think it's 13th December, 2019.
Is it Monday today?
No, it's Tuesday.
F. You are Arda. What's the date today? Look at the calendar. First, tell the day and then the date.
It's Saturday. It's the 7th of September, 2019. A full day in that treasure room, counting gold coins. I'm hungry, bored, and tired. What time is our breakfast?
We have breakfast at 10 to 9.
But it's 6 a.m. It's too early. I can't wait. I'm very hungry.
Fisher gives him a spear.
You must catch fish then.
And when do we sleep?
The sea boys laugh.
You can't sleep. When you don't follow the daily program, this happens. You must choose now. Which one do you want? Eating or sleeping?
Arda chooses eating. He takes the spear and goes fishing. This isn't fair. I must escape from here, he thinks. I must find a way to go back to Magnific.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 137 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.